Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. I was a dentist for 25 years, and now we're doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. So today's topic is landlord arbitrarily lowers the rent for the new buyer before contract negotiations. We'll talk about that. So as you know, we've been doing this for 14 years now, dental practice brokerage. We now have 10 employees. We just started with 22 states. Just opened up Alabama. We're really excited about that. So certainly stay in touch with us because we have many new practices coming on board. Now, the hours we're now open, they're available to you, are 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. East Coast time, even if you just want to call the chat or get a free appraisal. Just give us a ring and we'll let you know what's going on. Our phone number is 201-663-0935, and our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Just call us, we'll be available. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not legal or business advice. Excuse these glasses, it's sunny out today, which I'm happy to see. Now, if you're thinking about, and again, our number is 201-663-0935. If you're thinking about selling to a large DSO, one of those, please let us know. Because we work with them all the time. They pay our commission. There's no commission to the buyer, to the seller. Usually there's no commission to the seller on the DSO deals. So give us a ring and we'll chat with you about that. We know the best DSOs are. We don't work for them, but they will pay our commission. And we can put a deal together for you. And with a middle person, which is the key thing. Because sometimes you can get an argument with the seller, or buyer and seller. You need somebody to diffuse the argument. More so than just the attorneys. So call us and we'll give you some info on that. Now, also, if you work with us and it's a larger DSO deal, depending on circumstances, some criteria, we generally will pay and reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing. So your legal fees are going to be taken care of at successful closing with a DSO sale, a reimbursement of them at the closing table. So we're excited to help you with that. We've done that several times before. Now, also, let's figure out what happened today. I had this landlord in one of the largest cities worried that he's going to lose the present dentist tenant, arbitrarily reduce the rent 35%. Right off the top, this is before the buyer even put a bid in for the practice. The buyer did not put a letter of intent in yet. They did this before. Even before. And that is very rare. And the reason why some of these major cities have 22, 25, and higher percent vacancy. The last thing a landlord wants is to lose a good tenant, like a dentist, because actually dentists are some of the best bets. Because they stay the longest, pay their bills, they're not in and out. So this landlord volunteers a reduction, 30% reduction. I'm not just talking small change. The average landlord wants to wait, wants to see what your contract looks like, have your attorney call him, takes his time. Nobody, from what I could see, recently has been proactively reducing the rent 30%. That is a huge number. And the previous rent, the present rent, let's call it, has been market rent for the last few years, at least before COVID. So everything is changing now with these landlords. It's a whole different ballgame. So give us a call on that. We'd be happy to chat with you. But this may be something that's up and new. Also, we told the seller, this rent's going to be a little problem here. Because the rent was over 10% of the of the gross. I don't know what it was, maybe 14, 15%. You can't have that. Banks are looking for 5 to 8% of the gross should be your rent. Somewhere in there. When you start getting rents, 15, 16%, 17%, it doesn't cash flow. And banks will finance it and the buyer is going to panic. So this may be a trend that's happening, that the landlord arbitrarily reached out and reduced the rent. Now, I'm like really shocked. That is the first time. Now, I'm doing this for 15 years or 14 years, and I've never seen a landlord do that. So this may be something that's up and coming new, or we have an intelligent landlord. Landlords usually wait to like the last 2-3 months before someone lease runs out before they get proactive. They don't do anything. So to have a landlord that will go in there proactively, reduce the rent by 30%, I think is remarkable. Unbelievable. I believe what happened is the seller says, hey, I'll be selling my practice. You better get that rent down or else I won't be able to sell. And I'm leaving in another year or two. Then what are you going to do? You're going to try to find a tenant there? You're on a second, third floor walk up? Not easy. So that's kind of what's going on. And that's your new information. We try to give you cutting edge info all the time. Let you know what's happening, what the story is, and what's breaking that day. Stay tuned, hit the subscribe button so we are able to send you the new videos as they come out. Excited to keep working with you. Subscribe if you like what you hear. We're excited. We got some holidays coming up and it's game on and it's springtime finally. Whew, I can't wait to get to the beach. Hey, don't forget next January 6th, I think it is, I got a cruise on January 6th and I'm taking another one in February. I am a cruise mania. And we'll be lecturing all about it. The January 6th one's going to be nice. It's going to be like 9 or 10 professionals, all in the dental field. This is not, they're not just trying to sell themselves. These are people I work with all the time. And I want to get them all together so we can be more, you know, aggressive, proactive, whatever. Keep our deals going, moving forward, and make things happen. All right, call me. Working it. Bye.